from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Manning takes the knee and the New York Giants are the Super Bowl 42 champions.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
They knock off the mighty Patriots 17-14.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Dude, dog,
Luginator,
damage.
It's the Lou Gowen on The Fan.
Ah! Let's go, Tommy Lugauer, Lugie. I am pumped up for the Giants roster. 888-808-1019. I am pumped up, fired up about the Giants roster. If you didn't watch Hard Knocks last night, and I did, gather around. I'll walk you through it. But it was a lot of the Saquon drama. And right now, I'm just over Saquon. Obviously, when the regular season gets here, and we have to hear from the idiots, the hyenas, the heathens of Philadelphia as they brag about their most prized free agent acquisition, I'll get more fired up about Saquon Barkley. But right now, I'm over it, and I'm looking about and thinking about the guys that are on this roster. And that's why I'm fired up about this roster, because you got to see it at the end of Hard Knocks, because all the guys they got in free agency, they come to the facility, and they take a picture, they sign their contract, they do a little video for social media, and you start to see all the guys, because it was a couple months ago, you forget, it's baseball season, it's basketball, it's hockey, and you sort of almost go, oh yeah, we have this guy, we have that guy. And when all these free agents are going to the facility, I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, man, Joe Shane, his staff, did a tremendous job building up this roster, and it's starting to feel like a Joe Shane roster. So, when you go through the free agents, you, of course, have Drew Lock and his wonderful wife, Natalie Lock. How you doing? And she'll be a big hit here when Drew Lock undoubtedly starts a game or two for the Giants this season. Then you have Brian Burns, Spider-Man. That's his nickname. And to me, Spider-Man is my favorite Avenger. I think he is the best of all the Avengers. Now, Robert Downey Jr., his portrayal of Tony Stark is the best if you're talking about from the movie perspective. But for me, I'm not an Iron Man guy, but I'm a big Tony Stark guy. And I'm a big Robert Downey Jr. portrayal of Tony Stark. But Spider-Man, to me, is the best Avenger. Then they got the clock from the, or not the clock, but the candle from Beauty and the Beast, the Lumineer. And then you have, like I said, Drew and Natalie Locke, which are like, you know, a prince and princess. So basically, and Motor, of course, Devin Singletary. The Giants in the offseason and Joe Shane signed Disney Plus. That's what they did. They signed some Avengers. They signed some people, some from Fairy Tales. They signed a bunch of people, and I loved it. I just think it's unbelievable, and I'm really pumped up. And they got a backup quarterback now. They got a running back. They built up the offensive line, which they needed to do. They got a legit dog pass rusher in Brian Burns, and they are set up to do big things this season. And that's how I came off this episode. More excited about the future. Obviously, the past, we know it. And look, it was a messy divorce with Saquon Barkley, and it's played out. It's been the big theme of Hard Knocks, and I think if Saquon Barkley went to the Texans, it wouldn't have been that big of a deal. But the fact that he went to the hated rival, the Eagles, and how everything went down, that just intensified his leaving. And it's a messy divorce, and it's a he said, she said, and we'll never really get, even though it's playing out on TV, you gotta understand it is a TV show. It is being filmed, and you're going to get what you're going to get. There's a narrative being controlled, and it's the Giant side, and there's always a million sides to every single story. Bottom line is this. Saquon Barkley is not a Giant. He is a Philadelphia Eagle, and you focus on the team you have. And we'll see Saquon, we think, if he's healthy, twice this season, perhaps a third time if there's a meeting in the playoffs. But that's a story for another time. To me, right now, it's about the roster they have. Now, other things from Hard Knocks that stood out to me. We'll start with Brian Daboll. Obviously, Brian Daboll, a couple years ago, the people's champ, as I called him, coach of the year. Brian Daboll looks like he should be working at a Blockbuster in the mid-90s, right? He looks like a guy that you could have a burger with, you could have a beer with. He wears the aviators. He's smoking Stogues. He's a guy's guy. He's the people champs. Now, last year, I thought he was more like the Cowardly Lion. I thought he wasn't very aggressive. I thought there were games that he left on the table. I thought there were wins he left on the table. And I think the Giants would have had a better record if we saw more of the people's champ. Now, I think going into this season, we will see a closer point of view from the people's champ. I think it would be closer back towards the people's champ. But the ultimate thing, and you saw it play out in the episode, I'll transcribe it to you here, is that he's just not confident in the quarterback room. He was asked a question by Joe Shane in the office, in Joe Shane's office, and Joe was like, Coach, what do you think the biggest, you know, weaknesses of the team? And Dable, obviously cognizant that there are cameras, you could tell he wanted to say the quarterbacks. The quarterbacks are the issue. But he didn't want to do that. He didn't want to throw anybody under the bus. So he did the, on offense, on defense. And he kind of like dragged his feet. And then he ultimately sounded like every single caller of the station. And he said, the offensive line. He wanted to say the quarterbacks. Because like a second later, when they were talking about bringing Tyrod Taylor back, Dable goes, we're going to have the same quarterback room? And you could see like the disgust in his face. Now, I don't think it's anything against Tyrod Taylor. I just think that Brian Dable wants a quarterback here that he can develop. I think they understand that Daniel Jones is a guy that gets injured too much. You can't hand him the keys. That's why you bring in a Drew Lock. I'm not suggesting Drew Lock is going to be the next Brock Purdy or he's going to be the next big thing and Brian Dable is going to turn him into a big-time thing. I just think that Brian Dable wants a quarterback in here that he can try to develop. So whether that be next year, this year, he was not thrilled with the idea of going with the same QB room as last year with DJ, with Tyrod Taylor, with Tommy DeVito, which begs the question that I brought up at the end of the year, why go to Tyrod Taylor over Tommy DeVito? Because Tommy DeVito, whether you like the guy or not, whether you think he could play or not, is a quarterback in theory you could develop. Why not give him the reps at the end of the year? Why did you go back to Tyrod Taylor? Now, obviously, Tyrod went to the Jets, and Drew Lock is now with the Giants. But, and the teaser going into next week, there's a clip of Brian Dable basically saying he was all in favor of trading up to get Jaden Daniels. Now, you've seen it throughout this series that Brian Dable is not thrilled with the quarterback room. And there's a reason for that. Because whether or not you think Brian Dable and Joe Shane are on the hot seat going into this season, and I don't think they are, but eventually that seat is going to get warm. And warmer and warmer and eventually is going to get hot if they don't start winning games and going to the playoffs. Everything was great in the first year. You get that honeymoon last year. But we all know this. If you're married, you go on your honeymoon. Last year, yes, was a honeymoon, but it was like the kind of honeymoon where you're going to, let's just say, I don't know, Aruba for a week. And you get there, and not that this has happened to me, but I'm just making it up. You get there late. You fly out early, right? All right, let me set that back up. You go to Aruba, you get to the airport, you're late for the flight. Your flight happens, your wife misses it, you're on the flight without her, you get down there, you get to Aruba, they lost your bags, it rains, you know, 3 out of the 4 days, you get a sunburn, you have no sex, you get home and you go, what the hell do I got? Now you got a huge bill for the wedding. That is basically the honeymoon. Did you figure that one out? I only botched it about 4 to 5 times. You get the point. You had a crappy honeymoon. By the way, side story, I did go to Aruba on my honeymoon. My wife, this was her plan. If we look good going on the plane, meaning if we're all dialed up, they'll put us in first class. I said, you're the boss. You do whatever the hell you want. So, of course, we overslept. It was like an early flight. She gets all dialed up. We get there late because it's obviously a flight out of the country. I get on the actual flight. She stays behind. I flew down on my honeymoon in Aruba without my wife. I might as well have been single. A little side note there. Where was I? Okay, the quarterback situation, I believe, was the tangent I was going on there. And the quarterback situation is not great because Brian Dable looks like a guy discussed, and you can't trust Daniel Jones, and they're trying to develop Drew Lock. And Tommy DeVito, I think, should be probably getting more reps, but we'll see. He's more of a distraction than he is a player at this point, I think, in their minds. But the seat will get warmer for a Brian Dable because if they're not winning games and that quarterback situation isn't up to speed, he will get on the hot seat. So Brian Dable knows that. And Joe Shane, I think, knows that. And they know they got to put together a roster with a quarterback to win games. And Joe Shane, throughout this situation with Saquon, it was clear that John Mara wanted to keep Saquon Barkley. for business reasons, for jersey sales, for ticket sales. He flat out said he is our most popular player by far. I would be sick. I wouldn't sleep at night if Saquon goes to the Eagles. Now, I don't know if John Mara has gotten any sleep over the last few months. I'd like to think he did, but obviously we know what happened there. And I got the impression watching the show that Joe Shane and Brian Daboll, who are, you know, obviously buddies from their days with the Bills, and they're obviously attached to the hip. I think they're married. I think they're a package deal here. I think if Shane goes, Daboll goes. If Daboll goes, Shane goes. They know that. They know they're married. That's why they banded together to go against Wink Martindale. And I'm not saying they were wrong, but they clearly banded together to say Wink was the bad guy. Get him out of here. Now we bring our guys in and we go forward here. When John Mara was in the room, and I thought Marash, and I felt the same way when I was watching it, it definitely has that vibe of if you're on a bachelor party and the groom, right, their father-in-law is there. Now, we all know this. You go on a bachelor party, and thank God the walls can't talk. And I'm not saying crazy, crazy stuff's happening, but there's some things that you probably don't want your future father-in-law to see. So when John Mara's in the room, and he's like, well, are we going to get Saquon back? Are we going to get Saquon back? Meanwhile, Joe Shane, Daboll, his staff, they don't want Saquon back. They don't want to pay all that kind of money to a running back because they understand that to them, it's not about business. It's about winning games. It's about allocating that money to positions of need. They had a lot of holes they needed to fill. They had a lot of guys that they had to get on this roster to make the Giants a championship team. And giving all that money to Saquon, who was a popular player, who was a productive player. So I understand it from Mara's perspective. He's an owner. He's a businessman. Wants to win. Obviously, he's been very, very successful as the Giants owner. But I understand it from his perspective, but when you're Shane, when you're Daboll, when you're Shane's staff, it's about putting together an elite roster to win games, to win playoff games, to hopefully win a Super Bowl. And giving all that money to Saquon Barkley when you have the quarterback issues you have is not smart. So the Giants did the smart thing. They got a ridiculous good pass rusher in Burns, Spider-Man. They drafted a legit, and I normally don't do this unless it's the Knicks, but they got a dog in Malik Nabers, a guy who I think will go down as the Giants' best receiver of all time. I think he's that good. The Giants started bringing in dogs, let's be honest. Nabers is a dog. Burns is a dog. You need guys like that. And they understood, obviously, the offensive line. With Runyon, with the Lumineer, they put guys in there that we're going to help the offensive line, no matter who's under center. And I think that's what they understand, is that if we have an elite wide receiver, if we have a stud defense, if we have all these things, it doesn't matter who's under center, whether it be Daniel Jones, whether it be Drew Lock, whether it be Tommy DeVito. And for the record, I believe all three will be starting games this season for the Giants. I just don't think that Daniel Jones can stay healthy at this point in his career. He's got a neck injury. He's got a back injury. And it's not just a Ciara song. He's got a lot of things going on. He's coming off another major injury. And it's impossible to trust him with the keys to the castle. And then I think Drew Lock, another guy. I don't see him filling in for Jones and playing every single game. And sports is funny. The sports universe is undefeated. And I think ultimately Tommy DeVito, that's right, Tommy DeVito, one of us, a good fella, still lives at home with his mother. Mom's still cooking him the pasta fagioli. TD, Tommy DeVito, my man, will find a way into the starting lineup once again for the Giants. And that's why you build the kind of roster that the Giants are building, because there's uncertainty at quarterback. There is. We all know it. They know it. Everybody knows it. Even the biggest Daniel Jones supporter, and I've supported DJ. I think the skill set's there. I think he's a total stiff. He's a total bore. I mean, at least Eli Manning would give you a shoulder shrug to let you know that he's alive. I mean, DJ gives you nothing. And I get it. He went to Duke where, you know, 85% of us wouldn't even be allowed on campus for a campus tour. And you're, you know, the elite. You're in the 1% when you go to Duke. But my goodness, can you do something? I mean, I question whether the guy's ever even played Flip Cup in his life. I mean, he's a complete and total bore. He needs a personality transplant. But in terms of the ability, Daniel Jones has it. I think he does. But it's about staying healthy, and he can at this point. And I can't trust him to be that way. So they definitely have a big question there at quarterback. Now, one little thing here. And, I, you know, look, I've given you the positive, Tommy, stuff. And Positive Tommy, as we know, is undefeated. And I've been that positive light, and I've been that beacon of hope, and I've banged the drum of positivity for the Mets. And we are here at the All-Star break. And one of the things that I've harped on, one of the positive things that I've harped on, is that Francisco Lindor has entered himself into the MVP conversation. I've been saying that now for weeks. And of course, I've been mocked. Of course, I've been ridiculed. And of course, members of the No Fun Police call me names and say my positivity's gone too far. And they point to the batting average, right? The batting average, people. Batting average is a stat that will be gone in probably 10 years. It is an outdated way of measuring a player's productivity. It does not matter anymore. This is not 1996, okay? So batting average is not what it used to be. And if you do care about batting average, he's been hitting over 300 for the last 30 or 40 games. So he's been doing that. Anyway, Fox Sports put out a little, you know, Twitter poll or whatever it is. They wrote midseason NL MVP question mark. Okay? Midseason NL MVP question mark. This is Fox Sports MLB. It's not a fake one here, right? We all know there's a lot of fake Twitter accounts out there. This is a real one. Midseason NL MVP question mark. Ohtani, Bryce Harper, Freddie Freeman, Ozuna, and one Mr. Francisco Lindor. So, Francisco Lindor is in the conversation. Positive Tommy remains undefeated. 888-808-1019. And yes, I'm very, very excited about the Giants roster. I really am. I'm excited what they're building. And Hard Knocks overall has been a tremendous, tremendous TV show. It's absolutely unbelievable. I think they will continue to do this offseason one for years to come. It's really fun. It's really insightful. There's drama. You feel like you're watching like Vanderpump Rules if they played football. There's a lot of things going on. I'm really digging it. I'm really enjoying it. And it gives us a lot of fodder here during the All-Star break, during the slower time on the sports calendar. Baseball's on a break. I'm sure there's a soccer match going on right now. Portugal is playing Spain or Argentina, and Tiki's racing home to watch it. But other than that, there really isn't much going on in the sports world. So it's been great, riveting television. I've been digging it. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. James in Valley Stream. What's up, Jimmy?
Loogie, loogie, loogie.
Yeah.
Can't you see? Sometimes you...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Words just hypnotized me.
The great Biggie Smalls. What's up?
Well, first I wanted to meet you. What's up, Loogie?
No, what's up? What's up? I appreciate you, bro.
Yeah. So the thing is that I wanted to talk about the Mets. I'm not sure exactly what you were talking about the past half hour.
I did a little Mets here. I haven't been on a half hour. I've been on about 10 minutes. The Luke Hour, but it really only lasts about 25 minutes. But yes, I did a little Mets. I'm always doing Mets. I'm always positive with the Mets. Positive Tommy, of course, always on the positive side with the Mets. So what's on your mind, Jim?
Okay, cool. So what I wanted to talk about is that if the Mets collapse, like they always do.
No, well, they won't. They won't. They won't collapse.
I'm a fan. I'm a fan of the Mets. I'm a diehard Mets fan.
Yeah, but Jimmy, I'm glad you brought... You know what? This is a perfect call right now before we get into the second half. What you're coming with here, and it's nothing against you. You seem like a really nice fellow. You're a fan of me. You recognize I'm the future. You recognize I'm a generational talent, which everybody around here is starting to say that stuff here. So everyone's getting on board with it. You're coming with a negative question. And I understand that because being a Met fan, you're thinking the other shoe's going to drop and you think there's going to be negativity. But I'm here to tell you that they're not going to collapse. I'll still allow you to ask the question, but this is the kind of thing I'm talking about. And he hung up. See, the negativity, this is a non-negativity zone. The question after the Mets had a great first half, and they did, because right now, if the season ended today, they'd be in the postseason. And considering where the Mets started their season and where they are right now, they had a great first half. They are 3 games over .500. They are in a playoff spot. And to me, that is great. So, like I said, seem like a nice guy. Big fan of Loogie. Who isn't? But when you come with, well, you know, the Mets, if they collapse, they always do. That's what we got to get eradicated from our brains. And I get it. If you're a Met fan, if you're a Jet fan, maybe even if you're an Islander fan, if you're the little brother teams, you have that negative mentality. And I had it for years, for 38 years. I had that mentality as a Met fan, waiting for the other shoe to drop. I used to say all the time, I'll give it to you. I'll give you all my shtick here. I used to say, the Mets have run up an unlimited tab that they will never pay off. I always used to say, you got the Yankees, you got the Mets. Door number one's the Yankees, that's a Ferrari. Door number two is the Mets, that's a toaster oven. All right, let's go for the trifecta. I said this, the Mets may never win. Keep this in mind. There were people that were born a Red Sox fan and died a Red Sox fan and never saw them win because they didn't win for 100-something years. Same with the Cubs. That was the old Tommy. That was negative Tommy. And negative Tommy would lose all the time. Positive Tommy, of course, is undefeated. And positive Tommy has been banging the drum. And when a lot of people thought the season was over and were quitting on the year, I was the one to say, no, this is a good team. And I went into the year thinking they'd be a good team. And I thought they'd be in the mix in September. And I thought that they'd have an opportunity to make the postseason. So I was never going to back down and I was never going to waver from that. And I still think it is important to be a voice as a Met fan on this station, as a platform, to be positive. And it no longer be about, well, when the Mets lose or when they drop out of it or when it ends. And just we got to get past that. We got to stop with that stuff. Because when you have that sort of negative energy and that sort of loser mentality, what do you expect? It's going to manifest losing. There's a reason why the Big Brother, they built these brands, they built the winning. It's because they have that positive vibe and that positive energy. Speaking of positive energy here, and 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Wendy's, who are a great partner here, great sponsor. They brought some food in today, and it got me going. It got my juices flowing. First of all, I'm a massive Wendy's fan. Of course, the number six, the spicy chicken. There are very few things, if anything, better in life than a Frosty and dipping the fries in it. I mean, you could rip a heater after it. I mean, it's just unbelievable. It's that next level type of thing. You get the Frosty, you dip the fries in it. And by the way, I could go vanilla, I could go chocolate. Don't care. I'd even go a little swirl if I'm feeling frisky. And I dip those fries in it with the number six. You wash it down with a Diet Coke. It is unbelievable. Probably going to go out after the show and get me some of that because I love it. I love dipping the Frosties thing in. It's like stoner heaven. I mean, that's just unbelievable. Frosty, dip the fries in it, and then when you're done with the fries, you finish off the Frosty. It's a nice little top off, and it counteracts the spiciness of the number six. So you have the number six spicy chicken, spiciness, dip the fries in the Frosty, and then you finish off and counteract the spiciness with the Frosty. Love Wendy's. All right, let's go to Lou in, Tiki's old neck of the woods in Virginia. What's up, Louie?
What's up? What's going on, Tommy?
What's happening?
Hey, I got a question, man. How come everybody keeps on disrespecting my boy, Breece Hall? How is he not a top 10? Breece Hall.
Yeah, so
he finished fourth last year in scrimmage yards.
Yeah, what Lou is referring to is that SNY put out a top 10, New York athletes list. They put it out a couple hours ago. We discussed it on Evan and Tiki. You could go back on the Odyssey Rewind app. It's free. We post the podcast. And you're right, Breece Hall was not on it. Garrett Wilson was not on it. Jalen Brunson was number one. Judge was number two. Juan Soto was number three. I'm not going to go through the whole list, but that was your top three. Julius Randle wasn't on it. I'm sorry. And this might come off like whatever, but Juan Soto's been here for a half hour. He's an amazing baseball player, but most of his accomplishments have been not as a Yankee. Julius Randle has made three All-Star games. He's a top 25 player. He basically was the first guy here to start the turnaround of the Knicks. He was an MVP candidate a couple years ago. He's not even on the list. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. He's done more for New York than Juan Soto. Now, in 10 years, perhaps not. Maybe Julius is somewhere else. Maybe Juan Soto's a Yankee for life. I don't know. But if we're talking the here and the now, Julius is ahead of Juan Soto. I'm sorry. So you can check it out. It's all over their socials, SNY on Twitter, wherever. I'm sure they have it on Instagram. Top 10 New York athletes right now. All right. That'll do it for me. Rami Levy is on the other side of the glass. I thank him. Keith McPherson is coming your way next. Evan and Tiki, we are back tomorrow at 2 o'clock, and I will have you at the Lou Gehrig at 6:30 tomorrow. Enjoy the night. Later.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.